Two Czech pilots made history at the weekend by flying a vintage Czech aircraft to the North Pole. The small twin-engined plane, known as the Morava L-200, first took flight 50 years ago, and the duo of Petr Bolt and Richard Santos wanted to mark the anniversary by flying to the pole, stopping off for refueling at the Russian base of Banio. Preparing for the 11-hour journey meant preparing for the dangers of poor visibility, buffeting winds, and even the possibility of an emergency landing amongst polar bears. Luckily, everything went off without a hitch. The duo reached the pole, successfully refueled at Banio, and are now in Norway before the last leg of their journey. Jan Wellinger spoke to Richard Santos in Svalbard and asked him what it was like to reach the North Pole.
Yeah, definitely. It was exciting, and it was good, very good all the time, from Prague all the way up to Svalbard and to the North Pole. We could see hundreds of kilometers, but right overhead, half of the pole was covered by low clouds. Looking down, you could see the snow-white countryside. There's no flag on the North Pole because it's moving constantly, and the only proof was the view at the GPS. So we spent like 2 or 4 minutes over the pole where the meridians were changing quickly. We thought that we are lucky that the low clouds are not above the Borneo airbase where we had to land, because if the clouds were over the airbase, then it would have ended in emergency landing, because we had to refuel somewhere and we had the barrels with fuel at Borneo. And if the Borneo was covered with clouds, then we wouldn't be able to land, and that would be a problem.
Much, of course, has been made of the fact that this was an historic flight for the L-200 Morava. How did the plane perform under the circumstances?
Well, surprisingly, there was not even a small problem, a technical problem of the plane. The airplane itself was prepared well, and it was maintained many weeks before by specialists, and we had special adjustments to the engines and avionics. So we really believe that the airplane can make it, and it made it. We are at Svalbard. We still have to fly like 2,500 kilometers back home, but we believe that the airplane will stand it normally as it stood it up in the North Pole. For this type of airplane, piston aircraft is really fast, and we have to keep in mind that it was developed 50 years ago, but it still is a really good airplane.
Obviously, you still have to return to the Czech Republic. What plans are next? Are you going to do a similar type of expedition in the future?
Well, it might happen that when we get back home after a couple of weeks of doing normal job and normal activities, we might consider to start something to maybe celebrate the Czech airplanes and Czech aviation.
Pilot Richard Santos, and he was speaking there to Jan Wellinger.